or your body in the ground. It's apparently simple but very profound act of bringing awareness into the senses, noticing contact, noticing the contact between your skin and the air, your skin and your clothes. Notice the parts of your body that you can easily feel, notice the parts that are more difficult to feel. Notice the parts of your body that are peaceful and the parts that are struggling. Embracing the body with awareness. Letting the body be refuge, letting the body be anchor. Letting the body guide us into direct relationship with the present moment. Feeling our breath moving our body. Feeling that dependence, the dependence of our body on air and upon the interchange, breathing in and breathing out. Noticing the place, the transition place between inside and outside. As the air that was outside now enters our lungs, the oxygen in that air is taken into our bloodstream, becoming part of us. And as we exhale, that which was part of us is now given out into the world, given out in the form of carbon dioxide. Constantly interchanging between inside and outside. Feeling more deeply into the body, feeling the interchange of the cells, the constant movement of the body. The body is still, even while sitting at rest, is of course never at rest. There is the constant beating of our hearts, the constant firing of nerve impulses. And at a cellular level, constantly the interchange from cell to cell, from organ to organ. Noticing in our body the importance of this principle of ma'at, this principle of balance. Feeling that central axis of the body. Noticing the left side and the right side, the front and the back. Allowing the body to come into balance. To whatever extent we can, relaxing muscular effort. So the skeleton holds our body upright. Letting tension drop off the body. Exploring touch at all its levels. And including hearing. Hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing the sound of the jackdaws outside the room. Hearing other sounds in the room and outside the room. Listening to the sound of the bell. Perceiving the world through sound. letting hearing and touching support each other. Adding then the sense of seeing. With eyes closed, of course, you see a grayness or a blackness. Or within our eye, you might see color, an image. But letting awareness come into the act of seeing, while continuing to rest in hearing and touching, as we deepen into presence. Breathing in, being aware of the sense of smelling. Breathing in, feeling the smell of the oils in the room. Smelling other qualities, maybe. Letting smelling link together with seeing, hearing, and touching as we deepen into presence. Paying attention to the mouth and the tongue and being aware of the sense of taste. Tasting maybe the aftertaste of drinks or food, or just the more neutral sense of tasting the mouth. Tasting the moment, letting tasting come together with smelling, with seeing, with hearing and touching as we deepen into presence. Letting the senses come together and then inverting the senses, looking inwards, following the streams of the five streams of the senses inwards, inwardly touching, inwardly hearing, inwardly seeing, inwardly smelling and tasting, moving inwards and downwards. Following the stream back to the wellspring, the source point. The well that is ringed by trees. Sinking into the well, into the wellspring, returning to the origin. Feeling the waters all around us. And being with the figure of the great salmon, the oldest living being, who knows all the stories, including our own story. So swimming with the salmon, being the salmon. Being immersed in the waters of the deep sea. And in that place, finding the single point, the point of origin, the seed that gives birth to self and universe. Resting in the simplicity of the single point. And feeling the expansion of that point, the unfolding of the vertical axis, that becoming the living tree rooted in the well. Being the salmon that is also the tree. Extending upwards through the worlds. Deep into the earth, high into the stars. Nourished by the well. Expanding our awareness into the four directions, the four roads that move to and from the living tree. And all around us, feeling the sense of the great mystery, the great holding, the sense of the intelligent and loving universe, holding us just as we are, as the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree extending itself in the four directions of east, of air and dawn, of south, fire and noon, of west, water and sunset, of north, earth and nighttime. Extending ourselves into space and time, but surrounded and upheld by the great field of mystery, of will and love. Being the living tree, the generating place of new life, feeling the creation of the new leaf, the flowering of the flower, the fruiting of the fruit. Feeling that blessing of leaf and flower and fruit being generated in every cell of our being and radiating outwards through our branches, through our leaves, into roots around us, so that we move outwards in balance, in harmony. Touching the world. Bringing that sense of blessing, of healing, bringing that sense of the mystery of Amhadroes, as we would say in Wales, the scent and the echo of paradise. Letting that echo, that scent, touch the world. And letting our senses unfold into this room so we become aware of sitting in the chair or sitting on the floor. You become aware of sound in the room. You smell and you taste the room. And when you're ready, you open your eyes and look into the room.